In this podcast, I want to talk about some of the issues that have come up in working with a number of clients, and one in particular who's having a very difficult time making a decision. The word decision, if you break it down, comes from the Latin incise, which means to cut away other options. It's very, very challenging sometimes to decide on something. Also reminded of the scripture in the I think it's in Joshua in the Bible, right? How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. Anyway, we have so many options before us. The young man that I'm referring to is in his 30s. He's gone through a divorce. But as he has gone through the divorce, he realizes that he never really is able to divorce himself from his ex-wife. They're still friends. They still talk to each other on a regular basis. He was struggling with some addiction issues at the time, which kind of led to the divorce. But they've never really been able to let each other go fully. And he's still connected with her and still provides a lot for her in their settlement. And it's been going on for like 2 years now, and he's still kind of providing for her. In the meantime, he's found a new relationship. And this person is also divorced and never thought she would find anyone else. And yet they hit it off and they're having... Anyway, he goes, oh my gosh, I never knew there could be anyone else. And she's feeling the same way. And she has a couple of kids. And so, you know, that throws another issue on the table. Is he ready to be a father? Because he doesn't have any children with his first wife. Anyway, as I'm talking with him, he's just caught in the middle, and he can't make a decision. And so our whole therapy session was talking about the word decision. But he talks about being emotionally dead, emotionally numb, unable to move forward in life. And I said, well, it's because you're not making a decision. Or, oh, you are making a decision. There's really three decisions. You're either going to get back together with your ex-wife, which she has also indicated that that's a possibility, or you're going to move on to your new relationship, or you're going to continue to vacillate between the two where you are right now. Then I would say, how is that working for you right now? And he's absolutely miserable. So he's kind of, like I said, he's dead inside because he's having a difficult time moving forward. And here's the challenge with making a decision. It's like FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. He cannot have his cake and eat it too. Sometimes you just have to make a decision and then shut the doors to the very best of your ability and move forward. Reminds me of a story told in the book by Amy Cuddy. Her book, Presence. It's a great book. I love the book. And there's a story in here that, I don't know, I can relate to personally, and it's about, and I'll explain that. There was an individual in the book who was learning to surf and having an, if you've ever been surfing, it's really, really challenging, right? The few guys you see on TV surfing in Hawaii, these guys have been doing it for years and years and years. But if you've never surfed and you think you can get a surfboard and go out there and catch a wave, good luck. It just doesn't happen, okay? A lot of work, tons of trial and error, and it's very, very challenging to learn how to surf. It's exhausting physically. I mean, I went surfing for the first time when I was 60 years old. I'm now 65. And anyway, but I'll tell you the story. So this, in the book, Amy Cuddy's book, Presence, talking about this individual who's learning to surf, and her teacher and guide had basically done everything that he could do. And then this is what she said. But at a certain point, she changed her approach. After a mixed record of successes and failure, my teacher told me that at some point I just had to decide to stay on the board. And she recalled, it was an astonishing experience how great a difference simply making that decision and being tenacious about it made. Where I'd been falling most of the time, I began to catch every wave. Pleasure built upon pleasure, the certainty of my ability amplifying with each new trial. And let me read this next paragraph because I think it's extremely powerful. Her experience suggests that we might have the recipe for success backwards. Advisors often tell us we have to be confident about our decisions, that decisions come at the end of a certainty, kind of an acquisition process, and simply ratifying an inner truth. So like, I'm confident I can do this. But in fact, it goes the other way. Decisions create confidence. That's what I learned on my surfboard. So let me tell you a little bit about my experience. So I was in Costa Rica with a group. We went a group I was working with at the time. We were at a retreat in Costa Rica, spending a week together. Did a lot of amazing things down there. And one of them was we were learning to surf. And so I was out there learning their stuff. I didn't really want to do it, but the rest of the group was doing it. And I go, all right, you know, I'm a trooper. I've been athletic most of my life. And, you know, I should be able to do this. But it just didn't go that way. It was like, oh, my goodness. It was not going well. But we had some really cool instructors. They taught us right from square one what to do. And so there was the instructor was out there with me. And I remembered this story that I had heard in the book. And I go, yeah, that's a story. That's really cool. But I've been out for about an hour and 15 minutes. And usually the first time a group goes out, they don't let you stay out more than a half hour because, I mean, waves are extremely powerful. But I had been falling every single time, never caught one wave in an hour and 15 minutes. And yet the guy was teaching me over and over again, you know, some of the techniques to do it, but it wasn't sticking. And then he said something to me that changed everything. He said the same thing. He says, in a roundabout way, he says, hey, Gordon, every time you get up on, or you try to stand up on the surfboard, you're looking down. You're staring at the surfboard and the water. And in essence, you just the next time when you get up on the board, I want you to put your chin up, focus straight forward, and point your finger to the shore. Point it. And, you know, I was exhausted. I was a little irritated. I'm thinking of the story that I had listened to in the book, and I'm going, these stories, that's just great. That's really a cool story. I'm glad that worked for you. But anyway, I really got kind of irritated. And I just go, but I'm exhausted. So I just kind of got angry. And I said, so I stood up and I pointed to the shore and focused on the shore. And lo and behold, guess what? I was standing on my surfboard and it was moving forward in the water. And then I'm going, oh my gosh, I'm actually surfing. And it's like, and I was like, I was totally enjoying that. And I stayed on the board, I don't know. It wasn't super long, but it was like, you know, maybe 8 seconds or something like that. And it was an amazing experience. The same thing. Make a decision, look forward, focus, and stand on the board. One of these days I'll do a podcast where I maybe a YouTube video. Unbeknownst to me, on the shore, we had one of our team member, she had this super high-powered camera, and she was on the shore and she caught that. So there's a picture of me standing on the surfboard, pointing, determined, with a determined face, looking forward, and I'm surfing. And she also cut a number of other pictures of me falling. But it's like back to let's take a look. The purpose of this podcast, I want you to take a look in your life, in those areas where you're vacillating between opinions or options. And the power, if you have ever heard of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, it's a fascinating book. It's been around for well over 100 years, I think, that there's timeless principles in there. And one of the very core secrets of the most successful people in the world, in no matter what area they go, this can be used for positive and negative, is that they make, and the very core principle of this book, from my perspective, is you have to make a definite decision on what you're working towards, what you're choosing to do. And another thought just popped into my mind, another fascinating book, Atomic Habits by James Clear. And he has said something about this, about changing things, about changing habits. Have you ever heard of the myth? People say, it takes 30 days to create a new habit, or 45 days and you'll have this habit set, or they give a certain number of days. That's, in my mind, that's just not true. It has no bearing on the number of days. There's not a magical number of days you do something. What matters is, and how you change is in direct proportion to the intensity of your focus on what you desire and spaced repetition, how often you are committing to repeating that particular affirmation over and over and over again, and in direct proportion to your spaced repetition and constant practice of what it is you're desiring, or the internal dialogue is what you're saying to yourself, is how you will increase on a particular habit. It's not the number of days, it's the number of repetitions, the intensity of focus, and how frequently you're doing those, what I would say, affirmations. And again, the challenge, if you've listened to any of these podcasts, the greatest challenge we face in gaining control of our mental health has to do with the unconscious mind, the limbic emotional part of our brain, where it's not driven by any rational, logical thought, it's driven by emotion. And so, you know, and gosh, just the stuff we're seeing in the world today, the divisiveness between, you know, political parties and just in society. And you'll notice people when they're in a rage yelling at another person. I watched a video yesterday where an individual is just saying, "Can you explain to me why you are against me and why you feel the way you do?" "Oh, there's just too many reasons why. There's too many reasons. There's too many policies that are creating so much harm, blah, 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 blah." And the guy simply responded, "Can you just tell me one of them? Name one of them." "Oh, there's too many of them to even name." "Well, I'm just name one of them that you disagree with that you think I agree with." And he couldn't do it. Just said, "You're ridiculous." And he just, because he's in his emotional brain, in the limbic brain where there's no rational thought. It's just simply emotion, rage, anger. Those people concern me because I think they're brainwashed. Totally and completely brainwashed, where they're not thinking rationally. So mental health is learning to keep the prefrontal online, identifying with your feelings, the emotional part of the brain. It's like the rider and the horse, and learning to make good decisions based on information, not just based on emotion. So anyway, no, I've kind of been all over the place in this podcast, but I want to leave you just with this thought. If you're back to the individual that I'm working with, that I was telling you the story about, the young man who can't make a decision between two partners. I said, "Well, you're going to lose both of them. You're going to lose both of them if you don't make a decision, because neither of them are going to be okay with what you're doing," which he acknowledged, saying, "No, neither of them are okay." And he says, "I don't blame them." And I don't blame them either, because how can anyone live that way? He said, you just need to make a decision. And when you make a decision, you need to be firm in it, and you have to remember the root word incise, the Latin incise. That's where decision comes from. It means you must cut away other options. Sometimes we just have to make a choice and move forward. You cannot have your cake and eat it too. And so much frustration, mental suffering in life that I've noticed in those that I've worked with through the years is just the challenge in making a decision, being firm in it and moving forward and doing the best you can day by day, but sticking with that decision unless there is absolute clear information as time goes on that you need to make another decision in another way. It's an ongoing process. But to sit in this place of vacillation is not healthy. And I'll end this podcast with a couple of quotes I love. This is from Haile Selassie. He's the former emperor of Ethiopia. Throughout history, it has been the inaction of those who could have acted, the indifference of those who should have known better, the silence of the voice of justice when it mattered most that has made it possible for evil to triumph. And another one by Edmund Burke, the only way for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. So the sin of inaction, the sin of not making a decision based on the best information that you have, with a desire to do good and be positive in the world and desire to do the right thing. That's what I stand for anyway. That's the most important thing. So anyway, take a look in your life. Are there things where you're vacillating, you're not making a decision, you're being inactive, and it's creating the environment of suffering? Because there's something within us that desires to be fully engaged in a self-determined goal that's worthy of your energy and effort. And when you're fully engaged in that, there seems to be some peace. There seems to be joy in the journey. But if you're inactive and you're not making the decisions you need to make, then you just tailspin into this abyss of kind of self-loathing and suffering. So, and just believe that you can make a decision and that things will be okay, and you'll make them okay with a positive attitude, can-do attitude, okay, healthy sense of humor, zero victim mentality. We're free to choose. And when we experience negative things in life, you just go right back to the very first step of positive attitude, can-do attitude. I'm going to figure it out. If there's a way, I'm going to find a way. Anyway, those are my thoughts I'm going to leave with you this morning. Hope you have an amazing day.